It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project, marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's No Smoking Ordinance, which represented a significant cultural shift in tobacco-rich Kentucky. Today, we hear from two local physicians who have seen more than their fair share of cases of lung cancer in the Commonwealth. Dr. Tim Mullett specializes in cardiothoracic surgery at UK. His longtime mentor is Dr. James Holsinger, a one-time nominee for U.S. Surgeon General, currently working for UK Healthcare. The two recently met up in the StoryCorps booth to discuss the changes they've witnessed and been a part of regarding smoking and lung cancer.
Tim, can you think of any physician friends that smoke today?
No, but growing up, I remember both in Florida and Mississippi and then even those that were training me in thoracic surgery. They would leave the operating room at the end of the case and would go out to the stairwell and have a cigarette and then come back and make rounds on some of the patients that we were taking care of. And that's how powerful that addiction really is.
You know, it's interesting. The Surgeon General's report came out just 2 weeks after I finished medical school in December of 63. And I can remember the pushback among physicians as an intern and a resident and on in for the next 10, 12 years about, well, maybe, but we've got the right to smoke and so on. But all of a sudden there seemed to be a turning point, maybe 15 years or so after the report, where physicians began to realize the report really was correct. And the devastation that smoking was causing people not only in the United States but around the world was something that they couldn't be role models for if they continued to smoke. And I think the last numbers I saw was something less than 3% of physicians smoke, but I can't think of a single friend or acquaintance among my physician friends that acquaintances that smokes.
No, I can't in the professional in the physician side of that. But it was a slow, steady slog to be able to see those changes occur.
As we've been talking about this, I was thinking back in my days as Undersecretary for Health in the Department of Veterans Affairs when I was running the Veterans Health Administration in VA hospitals in the country. And the fact that in January of 1991, I banned cigarette smoking in VA medical centers.
That was a great day.
Having grown up in the VA hospitals as a student and intern resident, faculty member and so on in the early mid-60s when the Red Cross gray ladies would deliver little packets of three cigarettes to veterans, and smoking was rampant in those hospitals. As you can imagine, there was a certain amount of pushback to that. And we have all these young folks coming back from the First Persian Gulf War, and why should we be putting them at risk for a long-term future of continuing smoking in VA hospitals?
Well, I appreciate that, both as a veteran but also as working in the veterans' hospitals, because they're healthier places now. It's an easy habit to get started.
And a hard habit to break, then. It really is addicting.
We have difficult diseases that are out there, and when we're confronted with these, whether it's cancer, the fact that it presents oftentimes in lung cancer, it presents late, esophageal cancer, much the same, heart disease, you know, we often find ourselves chasing after a disease in terms of treating it after it's already too far. Now we're finding new ways to be able to combat some of these diseases as we target specific molecular therapies and so forth. So there's a lot of hope. And I think a lot of patients should take away the fact that what we've dealt with in the past, even though it's a relatively recent past, may change dramatically when we look at new genetic therapies or targeted small molecule therapies. These are pills that can be taken that have a dramatic impact on cancer, may have an impact on coronary disease, other vascular diseases, and stroke rates. So I think we're on a real inflection point here as far as being able to see a change in how we treat patients.
Doctors Tim Mullett and James Holsinger talking about smoking and lung cancer. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at the same time here on WUKY.